Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is San Jose Jazz Fan, and I wake up with the Morning Joes, Spadoni and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. They're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you, San Jose Jazz Fan. We got Goo, we got Steiny in the crossover right now. And on YouTube, there's an empty chair where Goo's supposed to be. Maybe he's cosplaying as Casper the Friendly Ghost right now, because I can't see you, Goo.
Casper was white.
He's a ghost. He's translucent. He's clear. That's like Bill Murray's Space Jam. Larry's not white. Larry is clear.
On my screen, it's
please play that again. Chop that up.
No, but Goo, to your point, you had blue eyes. I don't know. Coming up. By the way, Goo, coming up on Monday, you and Steiner, you got to check this guy. You guys got to check this out. Laughing Monk Brewing is going to be the place to be. Starting at 2 o'clock. Willard and Dibs get you ready for Niners and Panthers.
I'm going.
You going to Levi's?
Yes, 49er Frankie and I.
You are?
Yeah. I'm going to pull up on Laughing Monk.
Let's go.
Well, what part of the first quarter are you leaving?
I never leave early, though, Butch. Seriously. We had our little thing where, seriously, I'm going to the game tonight, and I never leave a game early.
Except the Cowboy Niner game preseason when it was 7 million degrees.
That preseason.
And you were wearing a sweater when I told you not to.
You were
sweating bullets.
That was incredible.
He goes, what do you think the weather's going to be like? I go, T-shirt and shorts, dude. It's August in Santa Clara. And he goes, nah. He came in this fresh sweater.
I
you
wish
look
we
great.
Could find the picture, boy.
Dude, you were sweating bullets. I was too, and I was in shorts. And I turned around and Goo was gone. We didn't even get in the stadium.
You are not getting mad at Goo for leaving a preseason game.
It was
game,
an
really.
Irish goodbye.
Come on. I pulled up to Norm's drive when he said the game's still going, son. I'm like, I got to eat stroke, man. Something ain't right, Bob.
So you're going?
Yeah, I'm going.
No, I'm going too. I'll see you there.
Section 213, 212.
I don't even know what that is.
We'll hook up for sure.
Sounds hot.
49 Franklin.
Well, hey, bro, I'm in the 300s.
There is no bad seat at Levi's, though.
There's 400s. Stiney, there's 400s.
Really?
We call those the Jesus seats.
Oh, boy.
Because you sit so close, you might as well just high five Jesus.
Amen. Good to see you. I hope you're feeling better. I miss seeing you.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Where were you the last couple days?
Been sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe you were. So you didn't even notice.
I thought you were golfing, maybe.
No.
I didn't want to, I golfed yesterday,
weather.
That's why.
No, I said Tuesday to these guys, I was like, you know what, I'm feeling, I can, you know how you can feel.
Yeah. Like Steph.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Some body aches.
Well, speaking of aches, no Kuminga tonight? Like, are we not concerned about this knee?
My guy's
tendinitis?
Been out 2 days. You give it to him first, because you know I'm concerned.
Say this. Kuminga, are you concerned? Yeah. Insert thing.
Bilateral knee tendinitis as a 23-year-old, Steiny. Your thoughts?
I did watch the game on Wednesday against the Heat. I thought they could have used him if for no other reason than they needed more competent players. Mm. But that's the only time I've thought about him in the last week or two against Miami, because they just needed more competent players out there. As for the bilateral tendonitis, I guess I'm a little worried, but what are you going to do? I guess I don't worry about injuries because I can't really do anything about them. You got to play without him, and they've won without him. So get well soon.
But Steiny, he's 23, not 37, like yes. The chef. Yeah, but he's 35, not, like Jimmy. That's why I'm concerned.
Yeah, but he's not going to be here. He's not going to be a Warrior in 4 months. So
oh,
well, you keep really messing matter? Around with this. Are we so sure? Who's going to come calling if Butch?
Yeah, if he's hurt. Yeah.
It bothers me, Butch. And I watched that game in Miami. I didn't want to think about Kuminga, but I overrated. I'm not mad at any of the others, but I overrated a few of these guys and the gravity that helps them get off on the court in a good way when Steph's out there.
So you overrated them as individual players?
Yeah,
and
like
then
Moody is a catch and shoot. Man, I think I texted or called you. Like, I saw Moody hesitant to put the ball on the floor. Yeah. Like, I thought you had that.
But I think this is like the duality of kind of their situation. And I know, like, Steiny's kind of alluded to this, and I don't know how to say it out loud, but everything's built around Steph. So when you build all these parts, they have to fit what it does around Steph. When Steph is out, which he inevitably will be the X amount of games because of his age, the weaknesses of the others, man, though they are strengths alongside of Steph, then kind of arise. So great example. I think Moody fits around Steph.
Right.
But when Steph's not out there, Moody's flaws become more prevalent because he can't put it on the floor. Am I articulating that?
Well, no, you're not the only one that
he's
agrees.
He's a great catch and shoot guy alongside Steph.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler said the same thing to Anthony Slater, basically. I'm sure you saw that article on ESPN, Steiny, where it's back and forth between Jimmy and Slater and the conversation that I guess Jimmy and JK had over the summer when Jimmy was in Spain. And it was a lot of really good quotes in there.
It was
great. And one of them, Goo and Steiny, was, you know, him basically, Jimmy saying like, hey, like Steph's the ultimate cheat code, but we got to have another type of offense when he's on the bench. Like, we just have to. That focal focuses on either me or Jonathan Kuminga. Now, Kuminga has to be out there to, like, do all this. But, like, I agree. There needs to be more ISO with, the, like, when,
Joe,
when Jimmy's out
what's
there.
What's the number one issue?
And Steph's not.
What's the number one issue for the Warriors since they started winning titles? The number one issue on terms of their offense. What is it?
Steph reliant. Too Steph reliant.
I would argue turnovers.
Oh, right. But you were good.
Okay, yeah. So like,
but they've done that all, yeah.
Well, I think of it this way, Joe. Like, okay, would I ask, and this is where I always like assess what do I have right now? Would I ask a bunch of non-passing, non-good dribbling, non-high IQ players, hey, let's just run motion and keep passing the ball around? Or would I try to like simplify things and make make it a little more conducive to the guys who aren't really high IQ? You could do that with Livingston. You could do that with Bogut. You could do that with Harrison Barnes and Iguodala. Not sure I love that with Kuminga, right?
Yeah. And do you think it impedes his progress, thinking too much? Because we've talked about dumb it down.
And, I don't think it's all about Kuminga. I think it's like Quinn Post isn't great at read and react. I don't think TJD is great at read and react. I don't think right now Pods is great at read and react. I think he's over dribbling. So I think there's a lot of guys on the team right now that are struggling to play this brand of basketball this way. And I think it would make things a little easier, especially when Steph's not on the floor, to run different stuff.
I mean, the other, like I'm thinking to myself, Miami game, boy, they could use Kuminga. And then I thought, well, why? Well, because they need somebody who might be able to get him 25.
Right.
But that's not fair.
No.
Yeah.
It's so, just not fair to Kuminga. It's like you need him when it's on your terms, and then when it's not on your terms and you're totally healthy, then you need to stay in your box.
Yeah, you're unplayable.
I don't know what the answer is, but I think there's a correlation between the type of players that play around Steph, Dre, Clay, Durant, and Butler and succeed and the guys who don't. And it comes down to whether they're veterans or not.
Well, Oubre was a veteran and he didn't fit.
True. It doesn't work for every example, but when I look at Barbosa, Livingston, Bogut, McGee, Pachulia, David West, and then you look at the young guys.
All like those guys are old.
I look at Eric Paschal.
Throw Otto Porter Jr. in there. I would put
Otto Porter Jr. be elite.
I would throw him in there because he worked.
But Eric Paschal said it. Like, dude, when Steph was out, when he came in, I was hooping. Steph came back. I didn't know how to play that.
Paschal's the wrong messenger because he was the square button.
There was some validity to that from a young player.
All rookie team, show some respect, Eric Paschal.
Look, the guy, I did those post games during COVID.
I know.
That guy didn't pass the rock once. I was like, dude, this I call him the square button because on the controller, X is pass, square shoot. He jammed. X was not even available.
His middle name was Don't. Eric Don't Pascal. You like that? Come on. That's an early. That's a Friday four. Yeah. It's a payday Friday.
I didn't see that coming.
I mean, the other thing is if you look at the young guys, now we play 17 games. Moody, Kuminga, Pajemski, Post, Trace Jackson Davis. Can any of those guys say we're having a good year?
I think TJD in a very limited role has been good.
They've been inconsistent.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I totally agree.
And that's that's the issue. It's much easier to be consistent when you're playing with those guys than all of a sudden you're not playing with those guys. It's like it's a totally different game.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this? Yeah. When you watched that Heat game the other day, Khalil Ware is a great example. What would he look like on the Warriors? Because he ate their lunch in the paint.
That's a good question. I never know what big man they would like and what big man that would just fall through the cracks.
I thought about Bam. You thought about Ware. I thought about Bam.
I thought about how old is Al Horford and they're relying
That's what I thought.
But let's be real just on that. It's 17 games, but this wasn't a team that needed Al
services. If my dad was alive, you know what he would say?
Tell me.
This looks like the O.J. Simpson trade.
Wow. Man.
When they traded for O.J. Simpson, he had nothing left.
I can't find the top.
He had nothing left. Nothing left. And I'm looking at Al, and I'm like, I don't know if he has anything left.
Man.
Am I wrong? Who has more left in the tank? Verlander or Horford?
Verlander.
Like, for real.
Maybe Horford will have the second half of the season that Verlander has.
You know what? Good point.
Can you really have that impact when you're not playing back-to-backs when they do arise? Like that.
I'm with you.
I don't like that. Like, I mean,
they only have 9 back-to-backs now after this. So they're not going to get hit by the back-to-backs.
The schedule is insulting to me. I'm so sick of hearing about the schedule.
I appreciate you saying that on the mic.
No, it's.
I do.
Look, I'm not trying to play the everyman, but part of me is like, the average NBA salary is $13 million a year. You break it down over 82 games, they're making $155,000 a game, excuse me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Some of these games have to matter.
Yeah.
Like you're going to the game with your buddy, right? You got real buddies that pay real money to go to the games. And the Warriors at home have done a better job than most in terms of not sitting everybody. Why didn't Jimmy play the other night? You forfeited the right
to sit everywhere. You got sick. I'm playing this study like Nixon. But I'm telling you, give us your answer on why he wouldn't try to kick their ass.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Miami.
What are they? Just his last team?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. Not for Jimmy.
Take me back to the 80s.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. Like Jimmy is
this. Sit out, Orlando. I'm holding grudges. Miami.
Yeah, I'm holding grudges for
friends
a parking ticket.
The Wednesday before the game, they probably got in after the Magic. He saw some old buddies and, everybody else is. The problem that I see is when one guy sits, They all want to sit.
That's, yeah. But that's what we were just saying.
That is so...
And that's weak. Come on, that's weak.
Butch, I'm with you, man.
It's weak. And then, so like my brother goes, hey, George wants to go to a Warrior game. Go. Say your...
You're listening to 95 on the Game. KJ and Jeff and Machine 1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors. Valkyries always live in the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Among Studios. And Joe, it is a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
There's the Warrior angle, then there's like the league angle. My brother wants to take his son, who's 5 years old, 6 years old, to a basketball game, his first basketball game. Pat and I have gone to some games. Like, I'll take Pat once a year. We go to a game. You know, we go buy some tickets.
I love it.
You know, somebody hooks us up or whatever. Boom, we go to the game. And he's like, what game should I go to? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, what do you mean you don't know? I'm like, Pat, I have no idea. He's like, well, is there a game that you could, like, identify that would have the least amount of resting down the stretch? I'm like, Pat, I wouldn't go too far down the road on this one. I have no idea where we're at. He's like, well, I need to take him to a Steph game. I go, all right, I get that. I legitimately don't know what clunk of games you should target. And then we're talking to Nick Friedell, and Nick Friedell's like, hey, I would wait till 30 minutes before the game before I even purchase tickets. So yesterday I'm golfing with my brother. He's like, I think I might have to just be on call for the next 2 months with George, and we just go out the door. You know how hard it is to coordinate with his wife and his two other boys? Man. Like, what to do? That sucks. Like, that sucks.
It does. I mean, I don't know what to say.
That's what I'm saying.
We got Rick Barry at 11. We had Clifford Ray on yesterday, and I'll just ask you, Rick. Spadoni and Stoney, what changed? Even the Karl Malone, the Barclays, and Jordans, look at that game log, 80, 82. Then you're taking all this time off, and guys are getting hurt more now than ever. Like, make it make sense. Yeah, like, what
is it? Popovich.
Rafi Devers just played 163 games.
Wow.
And I'm like, I looked at him like, there's no way he's getting through this week. And like, I watched him all year, and I was like, look, he was a DH. It's different. How did he play 163? And we're like, I mean, back to back. I mean, he's just like asking us to walk to Yosemite and back.
I remember.
It's a little ridiculous.
I still remember, I think it was Woj or Shams, one of them had it when LeBron James was out, because this is the term that it coined it all. Load management. You guys remember that? It was a big deal because it was the first time that it was designated as load management. And I was like, oh, what is that? He's just not going to play because of rest. And it turned into this tidal wave of what we have now. I mean, you go back to Greg Popovich with the Spurs. They had an older team.
He started it. All three of them.
He had Duncan. He had Manu Ginobili. He had Tony Parker. All the old guys. And obviously, he had the future and Kawhi Leonard. Tiago Splitta and other guys as well. Boris Diaw.
They took him off the ESPN stuff.
Well, you'll see Tiago Splitta tonight, by the way, interim coach of the Portland Trailblazers.
I liked him as a player.
Yeah. I did too.
I always thought he'd be a solid Warrior.
So did Skip Bayless.
I got to get this in.
Does Stein do this on Fridays? Just stare at the clock?
No, he's the man.
Oh, okay.
But listen. They're going to come for me, and I'm ready.
Well, who?
Because the people, the listeners, because I'm going to sound like a hater. What I don't like about load management is now it's become a style contest. I don't want to see you dressed up.
Oh, I'm so
you
with
shouldn't
you.
Be allowed on the bench if you're not going to take the night off. To see you with your chain and your Cartier glasses, it's almost become like a badge of honor. I'm that dude. I can take off and laugh and grin. If you're not playing, Steiny, don't even come to the game. I don't want to see your Rolex watch and your sweaters and all that stuff, and you look happy, and the dudes are out there busting their ass.
When they played the Pacers, Nembhard deliberately sat and was sitting on the bench, and he's jumping off the thing. Michelle's like, he's healthy. Why is he not playing, jumping up and down? And I go, I don't know, Michelle. I don't know why the Pacers are
now
load managing Nembhard. I have no idea.
It's a flex. I'm not playing.
I'm with you, Goo. I'm with you.
Steve Kerr said after the game, it was very important that those veterans were on the bench. He said it was very important for the young
important?
Guys.
That's what he said. I'm just saying.
Here's what I'm interested
it's
in.
It's driving me nuts.
And I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can study this or if there's any way to see how it affects others. But like when we talk about all this load management, what it means to me is that if you're a role player, all right, you're a role player.
Mm.
One night you have you're a role player.
This is
okay. You're a role player.
Speak on this.
Not a star. Not a star. You're a role player. So one night you play with the big boys. And you better be a role player, and you better be a good role player. Because if you're not a good role player, why are you out there playing with the stars? Then you have the next game, and there are no stars. But you're still a role player. But now, you got to be more than a role player. But you're a role player.
Exactly.
You can't.
But honestly, Stoney, I would like the freedom as a role player.
But you're not
going
to win. You're not going to win.
I would like that.
How'd that work? For Pajemski, for Moody, for all those guys to get Miami?
Yes, you're so right. But guys, let's go back to the it's a product, right? Like, yes, it's a sport. It's also a consumer-based product. And this is the part that bugs me. How, as a fan, am I supposed to be fired up for every game when the players themselves are telling me these games don't matter? And the coach, I love Steve Kerr. He's done some great things. When you are bitching and complaining about practices and this and there, I don't want to hear it. Again, I might go to one or two games this year with my wife and my son. Yeah. I might. You know how much it's going to cost, okay? I'm just a humble man like all of you guys. Like, my brother is a plumber, okay? All right? If he's going to take his son, they're going to go buy a sweatshirt. They're going to buy a bunch of food. And this is his choice. You know what I mean? Like, it's his expendable money. Now, there's no guarantee when we go to a Niner game, Brock Purdy's going to play. He could have turf toe. But I know if Kittle can, he's going to suit up. I know it. In baseball, there's a chance Kershaw his back does flare up and he could get scratched. There is that chance, no doubt about it. But I can also get tickets for $20 in the bleachers. Go to a Warrior game, and I'm telling you, man, these prices are through the roof. Dude, you're charging $120 for a Valkyrie sweatshirt, okay? You can't charge $20 to stream, $20 for this package to stream, $20 for that package to stream, $500 to take my family. This is it. And then I have no idea who's playing tonight. Mm. And it's not that if you're hurt, you're hurt. Clay hurt, I get it. He's out, I get it. Horford, you're at the end of your career, I get it. Embiid, look, we're paying you 100 and however million a year, I get it. But guys, we can't be like clear scratching. He's a healthy scratch, that's what he was. Jimmy Butler was a healthy scratch. Mm. That's ridiculous. Against his former team, that's ridiculous. Why are we accepting it?
I don't know.
Why is the media accepting it?
The other thing is
But why is the media?
I don't think they're accepting it. I think
because what can they do? What can we do?
I think it's a joke.
It up because it drives me nuts. That's
all you can do is bring it up and make it known that you're not happy about it, because it's something that's unprecedented right now. It just is. Like, guys, there's 82 games and nobody shoots for 82 games. They shoot for 65 to 70. That's just the way it goes right now. So I don't know what the answer is, but here's the other thing. Just a little thing I was thinking about is Lakers made it clear he doesn't like the load manage when the team's at home.
They've done a good job of that. I want to make sure that's clear. That means you're going to load manage
when you're on the road.
And that's
going to be harder to win.
Yeah.
And I told you the Pelican story.
Yeah. That's not cool to the people, the fans coming to see Steph on the road.
I mean, Steph, like, he is the attraction of the NBA right now.
Yes.
Some little kid in Indiana is going to wait all the entire year for that one game there, and he played there.
Portland, whatever.
Miami Heat.
Let's say you're a 12-year-old in Miami, because I coach 12-year-olds.
You'd be heartbroken.
All right. Well, no, you're the guy you want to boo, Jimmy Butler, who used to be you circled the calendar. You were like, oh, Steph, Jimmy Butler, this might be our only game of the year.
Let's go.
Hey, you know what? We lost last night. Everyone's going to sit.
Now we won, we lost last night.
Well, that's the part that bugs me.
Had you won the
Orlando game, like, as a Warrior fan specifically, had you won the Magic game, you've earned the right to sit everyone. You lost the game. You can't afford to just sit everyone. Play Jimmy. And then Draymond got Stephitis. Draymond, I mean,
Before we hand it off to you guys, I have to say this. The Warriors are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 1975 NBA championship tonight against the Blazers. And you guys have one of the guys that'll be in attendance tonight, because all of the living members of that Warriors team will be on hand for the celebration, including Rick Barry. 11 o'clock, you said?
11 o'clock.
What are you going to ask him? Come on. Pick the ball?
We got to ask him about load management.
Yeah, no doubt. I remember Rick used to have his own show in the Bay. I used to call him Butch.
Him and Skip Bayless. My dad's favorite player of all time, Rick Barry, hands down.
Yeah, Granny Goose.
That's
incredible.
He was the best. To this day, shooting underhand free throws, you realize how soft the touch is because of all the spin. It really is incredible. I love Rick.
You know who else is incredible? Steiny and Guru. Have a good show, boys.
And have a good weekend.
Have a nice weekend. Yeah. On 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.